stack it over here, then that would start the fire right quick, like I said.
And the thing that you have to shovel out of the fireplace.
I don't know any word that we use that. What we'd always do, we'd take a piece of tin.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't have this. I've got one in here now that I don't even know what to call it.
Mm-hmm.
Other than a shovel. But we'd take a piece of tin to take these ashes. We didn't have one of those things to dig ashes out with.
Mm-hmm.
We'd get something that would do the job, and that was it.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't have a name as far as that.
And talking about things that you'd have in a room, that thing there, you call it.
Color?
Or not just the what that is that you consider.
Well, the only thing we had a straight chair.
Mm-hmm.
Or either we had a rocking chair.
Mm-hmm.
Or we had a tobacco gun.
A tobacco gun?
Yeah.
What's that?
Okay. Now, it's a hollow log.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you know it's a log, it's got a hollow in it. And then they would raise tobacco and twist it.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to carry it. Now, I don't know how to do that. I was young.
Mm-hmm.
But you put that tobacco down. You see, you cut off a piece of log so long, about this long.
Mm-hmm.
Set it down.
Mm-hmm.
And put that tobacco down in there. Stack it some way in there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, then you take another piece of wood and set down inside of that hollow. Just about as big, just so it'd go down in.
Mm-hmm.
And then you take a long tree and some way anchor it and put a weight back here and press that down in that log. That's how they press their tobacco.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Then maybe an old tobacco gun, that's what they call a tobacco gun.
Mm-hmm.
Now that's an old word and it's real common. I wish I could find one today. You know, and we had some along then, one or two. But you take that then, see that hollow log, and then put a piece of, well, I think they, oh yeah, they kept something on top of that. Something like this.
Mm-hmm.
And underneath it, it had something else that would press down and press that. You could sit on it, then it would make a little stool, see?
Mm-hmm.
And maybe you still kept your tobacco in it, you see, and it just preserved it. In other words, this is where you kept the tobacco, but you had to press it for a period of time. Now, I don't know how you did that, but these people here in this community could tell you how to cure the tobacco. You see this old tobacco bought these days, it's
mm-hmm.
twisted? Now, these people in this community that can tell you how to do it, they raised it.
They don't raise it here anymore, do
no,
they?
No.
Any particular reason? People just don't
know why. They just,
them.
Well, one reason, there's not as much as that, okay. There's not as, I don't believe that there is as much. Well, I better not say that. Old-fashioned chewing tobacco as they used to be.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's a lot of snuff taking around here.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of tobacco chewing, but it's more or less like your sweet tobacco, so just plugs.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as that old twist tobacco and the old... Now, they used to chew that, and then they also used to cut it up and put it in pipes.
Mm-hmm.
There's not as much pipe smoking around here as there used to be.
Mm-hmm.
You see, your older people used to smoke pipes. I don't know what it is, probably the advertising, TV, the communications now about cancer and so on. There's a lot of smoking, but you don't have the old people sitting around smoking pipes with nicotine on any beers like you used to have.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's so much trouble to raise that tobacco. They can go buy it. Well, money's a little more available. See, they can go down and buy some tobacco.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of work to raise this tobacco that I was talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Then go down and buy them a plug. They're getting money. These old people now that would do this is getting some money with this welfare bill. They go buy it. They just ain't not going to work to raise it, see?
And this thing that we're sitting on, you call that a...
Well, now we didn't have this back then.
Mm-hmm.